From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Anna Sirianni. Columbia College connected Black business owners in mid-Missouri through its annual Black Business Expo. Saturday, Columbia College housed more than 20 Black-owned businesses. KBIA's Cassidy Arena reports.
Michael Lewis is the Associate Director of Programs and Partnerships for Columbia College. He says the expo is not only for customers looking for new products, but also for the businesses to have the opportunity to network with others.
I think it's important just to really emphasize the wide variety of Black business owners, because that's the piece that I, for myself personally, that I took away from the event.
Lewis says business expos are popular in the South, so when he pitched the idea to Columbia College's Committee for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, they immediately decided to start implementing it in Columbia. Because of the chilly rain in February, Lewis says the committee will start looking at hosting the event in June instead, right around Juneteenth, a celebration commemorating slave emancipation. Cassidy Arena, KBIA News.
Two staff members in the University of Missouri's Relationship and Sexual Violence Prevention Center have been forced out of their roles after the Columbia Daily Tribune interviewed one employee about the Title IX process. The Columbia Missourian reports victim advocate Taylor Yeagle spoke of specific instances where the process had failed her clients. The student whose case she referenced signed a university waiver that allowed Yeagle to disclose that information. Yeagle and Center Coordinator Danica Wolf were given two options in May 2018. The first, resign and receive 1 month's salary and benefits. The second option was to potentially be fired and receive nothing. These departures have left the RSVP Center understaffed for nearly a year. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt wants to bolster penalties for people found guilty of carjacking. In St. Louis, Jason Rosenbaum reports.
Schmidt is backing legislation that would create a felony statute against motor vehicle hijacking. If someone uses a deadly weapon to steal a car, a conviction could lead to a minimum of 10 years in prison. Schmidt says there's no specific state law against carjacking, which means people are charged with felonies that lead to different punishments.
The bottom line is this. If you attempt to commit a carjacking with a gun, or you commit a carjacking with a gun, you will go to jail for 10 years to life.
Two Republican lawmakers, State Representative David Gregory and Senator Bob Onder, are sponsoring the creation of a carjacking statute. Both believe they can get the bill passed before the end of the session in May. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
A federal judge has ruled that Planned Parenthood cannot resume abortions in its Columbia clinic. State law requires clinics that provide abortions to have physicians with admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. The Columbia clinic has been unable to secure a physician with those privileges. The clinic filed an injunction in December asking that it be allowed to resume abortions. The Columbia Missourian reports U.S. Western District Court Judge Brian Wimes ruled Friday that requiring the privileges was not an undue burden to women's access to abortion. St. Louis has the only Missouri clinic able to provide abortions. I'm Anna Sirianni, KBIA News, Columbia.